It's time to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most. And Pete Parsons is with us today. Pete's in charge of the day of caring. And how many years you've been doing this now, Pete?
I don't know, 18, 19 probably,
man,
almost 20.
Man. And you've been with it from the inception, haven't you?
No, there were a couple of years I missed. I was out of town when it first started. I think Tom Danahy and Alan Goodwin were the ones that actually got this thing started about 21 years ago.
Wow. And it's grown every year, Pete. You know, you see it time and time again, a community coming together. First off, what's the date for this year's Day of Caring?
The date for this year, it's going to be, obviously, it's on a Tuesday, September the 13th. We'll kick it off at the community building out at the park. And just, you know, we'll all be wearing our volunteer shirts, so it'll be kind of an exciting morning.
You've got several already signed up, but it's not too late. If you're a business that wants to volunteer some workers for the day, they can contact Zella there at the United Way office, right?
Absolutely. Zella actually met yesterday morning, starting to put some, looking at projects, seeing what kind of volunteers we've got. We mailed out cards a couple of weeks ago, probably, or letters a couple of weeks ago, kind of letting people know there, and businesses know that we're getting started. So if you've received those, go ahead and mail those back in. I mean, you could say that you're going to send some volunteers, let us know some shirt sizes so we can be prepared for that morning.
And we're working all the way throughout the county, you know, Washington, lots of areas to cover here in Washington. But last year got up to Odin and Montgomery, all over the county, right?
Still doing that again this year. I think they're actually going to have a lunch up in Odin this year. So I think they're kind of excited about that. So now we're going to run Day of Caring on a dual location. So it's kind of, again, I think it's good for the whole county instead of just working in Washington.
It is. It's absolutely great. So get involved. What type of jobs, if somebody's wanting to get involved, kind of give a description of what kind of jobs will be taking place during the Day of Caring.
We're going to paint.
I'm sure
we're going to paint. I mean, in the past, I mean, we've done a lot of things. I mean, we have some businesses that have some heavy machinery that they'll let us use for the day. I mean, last year they moved a big bell. They've cut weeds. Again, we've painted. We've cut ornaments.
Wash vans.
We wash vans. We help with kids. We put playground equipment together. Anything that these agencies need done, it's pretty amazing. I wanted to share this with you this morning. Last year, we had 63 businesses that provided 458 volunteers. Okay.
Wow.
So what that amounts to, it amounts to 2,152 hours. And what it means to those agencies, it's $49,000 worth of work.
Wow. That's big numbers. That's impressive. And that's a community coming together. And these agencies are all part of the United Way. It's a chance, too, for those that give to the United Way to see firsthand what these agencies offer, right?
I mean, that's what I really like about it. I mean, we get to go out and we get to provide work and provide labor for these agencies. But what happens is the workers get to go out and they get to see what services they provide or what needs they have and how they can fill those needs. And I think it just starts pulling on tug strings of people. And I think people, I mean, again, I've always said Davis County loves Davis County and they take care of Davis County. And I think that's something that's pretty special about here.
And the Day of Caring is the kickoff for the United Way campaign drive. And I know we spoke to Tara last week. I think 240,000, something like that, is this year's goal.
That's a lot of money.
We can do it, though.
Absolutely. Again, Davis County takes care of Davis County.
If you want to give the United Way, contact Zella. She is the new executive director at the chamber or at the Davis County United Way. And the phone number is 812-254-1038. You can call that number to volunteer for Day of Caring. And once again, the date and time everything kicks off, Pete?
September the 13th. Again, it's a Tuesday. We'll have a breakfast at 7 o'clock. We'll do a... Oh, there's going to be, they're going to kick off the day or the United Way, so they're going to have some people speak, do a little presentation of what we saw did last year, and then just we'll get the people out, hopefully on a sunny day this year.
You got it. Well, again, Pete Parsons, our guest, one of the organizers for Day of Caring for the United Way. Again, September 13th is the date. It's a Tuesday. Circle it, save it, and be a part and help give back to your community and volunteer for the Davis County United Way Day of Caring. Pete, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington.